And now we have this unusual sound from a musical road tour. At 8 o'clock on a recent morning, a duo called the Diddy Bops hopped on bikes and pedaled out of Madison, Wisconsin. Amanda Barrett and Abby DeWald had played a show the night before. On this day, they would ride 90 miles to Milwaukee for their next show.
Moon over the freeway, catch us as we ride. We just left the city, left it far behind.
The Diddy Bops are out of Los Angeles. They're spending the summer touring by bicycle from California to New York. Their music is a retro mix, cabaret jazz, vaudeville, western swing. Amanda on mandolin, dulcimer, and washboard. Abby on acoustic guitar. And their act includes lots of costumes and props.
We have a skeleton, we have a coffin, we have a fire-breathing dragon, we have some roller skates, we have
a pagoda,
mustaches, wigs.
Fake lashes.
Really, really ugly, hideous, long, red wig.
Along their bike tour, strangers have become friends, inviting the band in for home-cooked meals or to do laundry, and sometimes riding along with the Diddy Bops.
The bike tour started out just as a ridiculous idea, and we immediately thought that a ridiculous idea is always a good idea, and we set out to pull it off.
There she goes, drive right on.
We have little packs on our bikes that we carry day needs, like water, little snacks. And we have a van that runs on biodiesel. It has our gear in it. It has our piano player in it. And all of our camping equipment, props, costumes, etc.
What's the longest ride you've done so far?
113 miles through the Nevada desert was the longest ride.
Wow. You've also been on parts of this tour going right through that heat wave that we had across a lot of the country.
That was pretty tough. That was
We were probably in one of the worst places to be. We were in Kansas.
It was about 106, 108. Abby experienced heat exhaustion during that portion of the trip. It was really intense. And we've been also chased by dogs pretty much daily, which is not fun.
Bigger fish to fry than you. It's high time you listen to me. I choose my battles carefully. So get out of here, son. Let me show you the door. You'd be in trouble then. By the time I count to four, one, two, three, four.
Now, what I don't understand is how you can pull into town after a long bike ride in the heat like that and then, you know, amp up for a live show that night.
Yeah, towards the beginning, we had a lot of energy. Once the heat wave in Kansas happened, we haven't been looking for additional shows. We're pretty much trying to muster the energy to do the shows we already have booked.
You'll have nights like one day in Lucas, Kansas, where right up until the show, I was just like laying in my bed, cursing that we had agreed to do an outdoor show. Got over to the show, and I actually had a really good time, even though it was over 100 degrees outside and we'd already ridden our bikes like 60 miles that day. You can't really plan on anything. That's what we figured out.
Now, Amanda, the story is out there that you also will occasionally eat fire on stage. But do you want to put that rumor to rest?
I should. Well, I like rumors on occasion. That's a good one because it makes it sound so entertaining.
It's filling with hot air. You're making your old self swoon. You're in love with yourself.
My dad did teach me to eat fire when I was a teenager. He does that. He's a clown and variety entertainer. I have not tried it since I was 18.
But you could.
A little bit too scary. I could just as well as probably you could. I mean, I know some of the technique, but it's a dangerous thing, and I'm just not interested in catching my face on fire at the moment.
Your head's so big and tall.
was it then your thoughts are small? Your head so big and tall, you found yourself and lost your soul.
When you thought about going out on bikes, were you thinking about, boy, you know, piling into a big van, pulling up to a motel 10 o'clock at night, that's just really not what we want to do. We want to do things our own way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, on the last 2 years of touring, we get to go straight to the venue, do our sound check, try to get some food close by, and usually depart from the city right after the show. So no matter how many times we've gone across the country in the past touring, we haven't seen very much, and we wanted to see it this time. So going by bike, slowing our pace down, has really been the way to go to see the country and meet the communities of the people who live in those towns.
Well, Amanda Barrett and Abby DeWald, thanks for talking with us, and have a good time on the rest of the tour.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amanda Barrett and Abby DeWald are the Diddy Bops. Their cross-country bike tour ends in New York on August 30th.
I got a chip on my shoulder and a halo on my head. I'm an angel with an attitude, our favorite color's red.
You can listen to more songs and check out the Diddy Bops tour blog at our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.